Thursday, January the 7th. We are back again in Psalm 119, and we're in the section that begins, each line begins with the Hebrew letter Kaf, and it begins at verse 81. My soul longs for your salvation, I hope in your word. My eyes long for your promise, I ask, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, yet I have not forgotten your statutes. There's something of a yearning and longing and waiting about this section of Psalm 119. There's a simile here. I've become like a wineskin in the smoke. That's somewhat difficult to understand. A wineskin that's perhaps blackened, that perhaps now is of little to no use as something that would contain wine. It smells of smoke, it's dried up, and it's just an image of where the psalmist has been. He has endured perhaps a sickness. He has been the target of insidious mockery by his enemies. Perhaps it's one of those seasons in his life where the devil has tried and tempted him, but he has kept himself by looking to God's word, by remembering God's promises, and especially in the final verse of this section, verse 88, in your steadfast love, give me life. Seven times in Psalm 119, we find this reference to God's steadfast love, his chesed love, his covenant love, a love that is unbreakable, a love that is yes and amen in Jesus Christ. Psalm 136 mentions God's steadfast love 26 times in every single verse of that psalm, which we'll come to in a few weeks. And altogether in the Old Testament, the word chesed, God's steadfast love, occurs 246 times. It's the heart of God. It's the heart of the gospel. It's the heart of Christian contentment. God loves us with a love that will not let us go. Well, that's the thought for today. Have a wonderful day.